Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Light for life now and forever. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. No one would argue the importance of light. No one would doubt that we need light to live. But what do you do with it once you have it? Jesus came from heaven, calling himself the light of the world. It was not a claim to be ignored by those dwelling in darkness. How should individuals respond to the light of the world? Matthew Henry points the way. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. If Christ is the light, then it is our duty to follow him, to submit ourselves to his guidance, and in everything take directions from him. It is not enough to gaze upon this light. We must follow it, believe in it, and walk in it, for it is a light to our feet, not our eyes only. It is the happiness of those who follow Christ that they shall not walk in darkness. They shall have the light of life, knowledge, and enjoyment of God, which is spiritual life now and everlasting life in the future. Follow Christ, and we shall undoubtedly be guided safely in both worlds. Follow Christ, and we shall follow him to heaven. One sun enlightens the whole world, so does one Christ, and there need be no more. What a dungeon the world would be without the sun, or the sun. Today's New Testament reading is John, chapter 7, verse 53 through chapter 8, verse 29.
Then they all went home. John 8. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?"
"No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin."
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged him, "Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." Then they asked him, "Where is your Father?" "You do not know me or my Father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. Once more Jesus said to them, "I am going away, and you will look for me,
and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." This made the Jews ask, "Will he kill himself? Is that why he says, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" But he continued, "You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will indeed die in your sins." "Who are you?" they asked. "Just what I have been telling you from the beginning," Jesus replied. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him I tell the world." They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him."
Imagine what would happen if the Son actually did vanish. What you'd have left is a cold, lifeless planet. But take away the light of the world, and the picture is even darker and colder. To know God and enjoy him, that truly is the light of life. Jesus came to bring light in the midst of darkness, light for your daily decisions, light for this life and the next. Follow him, and you need never stumble in the dark again. And that's a thought that should brighten anyone's day.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.